Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How much travel comes out of Buffalo or Niagara Falls from Spirit Airlines?
Well, right now, Spirit is not operating out of Buffalo or Niagara Falls, but they are operating out of the Rochester Airport. So we do see some people that are enticed to head over to Rochester. Very nice airport there. Take advantage of these low-cost flights that Spirit does offer to places like Orlando and Fort Lauderdale.
And with this bankruptcy announcement today by Spirit, how could the bankruptcy affect travelers there?
Well, Spirit is saying that the flights, the ticket sales, the reservations, it's business as usual. So the traveler shouldn't notice a thing. Things will be happening on the back end where they're trying to restructure and take care of all these financial problems. However, if a flight is canceled, the government says the traveler's entitled to a refund. It might be more difficult to obtain a refund with the company filing for Chapter 11 and being in bankruptcy court. So that's something to be considerate of. They might say, oh, they try to give you a voucher in place. You might need to use your credit card company to try and get a refund that way. So just keep that in mind in case the cancellation does come up.
What does the bankruptcy of Spirit Airlines foretell as far as how tough the travel industry, air travel industry in particular, is?
Well, they were trying to merge with Frontier Airlines, and Frontier backed out of the deal, left them struggling with these financial issues. They had also tried to merge with JetBlue a few years back, and that didn't go over. So it's interesting to see what's going on with these low-cost carriers. A lot of travelers do take advantage of the low-cost fares and want to use these low-cost carriers, but it's hard for a small airline to get up and off the ground. At the same time, people are traveling by air. If you consider Thanksgiving, for example, about 6 million people are expected to fly for the holiday. That's up 2% compared to last year. So it's the other airlines that will be getting most of the business with, Spirit just taking a small chunk for those who are really looking for those low-cost flights.
Should Spirit go out of business, how much of an impact will that be on the travel industry? How much of a ripple effect are we looking at?
Their business would be spread out over all the different airlines, the legacy airlines like American and United, then other low-cost carriers like Southwest, JetBlue, Frontier. So it probably wouldn't have too much of an impact. It would probably impact a lot of people in Rochester who enjoy really cheap flights to places like Myrtle Beach, and then those Buffalo travelers who don't mind heading over to Rochester. It's not that much farther to get over to the Rochester airport. I've done it to take advantage of low-cost fares. So people might be disappointed in that. But hopefully the other airlines can pick up that business if it does come to that situation and still offer some low-cost flights to people.